initially stands for Together Halting Violence and Inequalities, and this is a project that is affected by HIV. But in today's topic, we'll be speaking about women, young women living with HIV or affected by HIV, how these new forms of violence will be playing a role, and how we as youth, we can take charge in ending these forms of gender-based violence, especially to young girls living with HIV. So as an introduction, I think we should start, especially taking into consideration the time management. So I'll be having partners in this session. One is Miss Adela from ICWEA, together with Miss Nehema from DWWT. And they'll come, and Miss Adela will speak about what is Thrive in general, what are the objectives of the Thrive, and how it will take form. But also Miss Nehema will pass us through how youth can take leadership on ending the new forms of violence in general. So for my part, I'll start with introducing what Thrive is and how as youth we can take initiative of handling the new forms of violence. So I'll start with, and you can introduce yourself in the chat. I see you all that you have joined. You can introduce yourself in the chat, but also you can say hi and where you're from. So basically, the Thrive project, this is a project implemented, as initially said, by International Community of Women Living with HIV East Africa in the countries of Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. And it's implemented with a collaboration of ICWEA, ICW Kenya, and DWWT from Tanzania. So the overall vision of ICWEA in Thrive is having holistic health and rights for women and girls living with HIV in their diversity. The overall mission is to achieve the meaningful engagement, capacity building, and strategic partnership and advocacy. So this is a project that will be implemented for 18 months. I think it goes until 2026. And we'll be hearing the overall, we'll be working overall as a regional initiative to end violence against women and girls living with or affected by HIV. Let's start at the beginning. What is gender-based violence and why are we talking about it? So gender-based violence, these are the inequality experienced by someone, or inequalities. Thank you, Adela, for joining. I see Adela saying it's good to be here. Thank you so much, Adela, for joining. So when we are talking about gender-based violence, these are the inequalities that are experienced by women or are done to a person based on their gender. And over the years, we've seen how gender-based violence expressed itself or show up on the community. Initially, it took form of girls not going to school just because the girls or women having an equal pay in the working spaces and all that it comes with. But on the recent years, we've identified that there are new forms of violence that are happening to women that are not overall seen or given attention to. So here is where it comes, the process of new forms of gender-based violence. Because the seasons are changing and the overall existence and the challenges that a woman face are changing, so it is crucial for us to shed light on these forms of gender-based violence and how on the overall they affect women and girls and hold their lives. So we have Adela in the room. We welcome her to speak on Thrive Project and the new forms of gender-based violence. Adela will join us and she'll introduce herself and we'll go from there on speaking on the new forms of gender-based violence. But also this is a, I like to call it a communication chat. So feel free to raise your hand or write in the chat if you have a question, an addition, or anything to add into conversation. Please feel free to do that. I'm seeing perhaps Adela is having trouble joining. So I'll continue for the respect of time. Please feel free to join in, Adela, once your network's stable. So Thrive in general, so it's an East African women and girls are disproportionately affected by HIV and due to social and economic factors and vulnerabilities. In many cases, example of new forms of gender-based violence could take form of coerced HIV self-testing. We see that girls have partners or relationship partners that they go to meet on general cases at the occasion they're forced to be HIV tested without their consent. But also these new forms of violence are usually very subtle and in one way or the other cannot be seen or even known by the victim that experiences the new forms of gender-based violence. So why this project is urgent and crucial at this moment that we are in as Thrive, we say that due to HIV social and economic vulnerabilities, women and girls living with or affected by HIV face challenges or even go deeper. They face new and evolving forms of violence, such as the example that I said, coerced HIV self-testing. I'm requesting, okay, let me see Adela. Hi Adela, how are you? I'm very fine. Thank you so much for joining us and the whole back and forth. I was just introducing Thrive Project and the whole vision and mission and how it shows up to young women or young people living with or affected by HIV. So kindly, what is Thrive in general and why it's urgent, especially in East Africa? Karibu. We have made remarks. We are accepting comment from the room. Welcome in case of comments or questions, we are happy to address them. Be part of this conversation, you can just request to be part of the conversations and we can proceed with that with the closing remarks. So kindly do that and we'll be happy to host you. So for those that are joining currently and you are not part of our first session, today we are speaking about the new forms of gender-based violence and how they come forth to young people, or say adolescent young people, but also young girls, adolescent girls and young women living with or affected by HIV. We got to see what is Thrive Project, which is Together Halting Violence Against Women Living with HIV or Affected by HIV, and how it comes forth that there are new forms of gender-based violence that are happening, and we got to name them that especially in Tanzania or adolescent youth perspective, that it comes forth in terms of coerced HIV self-testing within partners, breach of confidentiality between a healthcare giver and a youth, but also we got to see the blame that's placed on women, especially young women, when it comes to be seen that there is HIV positive status among the family. So overall, we also had shed light on how youth can participate in to ending these new forms of violence. One, we said community leadership, name it to end it, talk up with your fellow youth about these new forms of violence and how they come forth, but also being part of decision-making tables. For the youth that are part of the decision-making tables, let's also bring awareness to the decision-maker and policy makers of these new forms of violence and how we can change policies and system to more accommodate young women or women living with or affected by HIV. Because we got to see that these new forms of violence are also based on structural barriers that are there. So that was our discussion for today. And thank you so much for all that have joined. And this is the last call for those who have questions or would like to be part of this conversation. If not, allow me to say thank you so much for those who have joined and was part of this conversation from our first session and these sessions. Thank you so much for being part. I see Lion has asked a question. He says, does this project benefit people in the rural area or is it only focused on urban areas? This project also benefits people in the rural areas because we actually are looking at naming this violence from all sectors or places of change. And that could be speaking to the decision makers from the at the national level, but also speaking with leaders at the local level and building individual capacity to name these new forms of violence, but also to be part of change. I see Adela, you're requesting to be made one moment. To be part of change. So no, it's not only based on the rural urban areas, but also rural areas. We are aiming to make the change. And okay, can I say something? Welcome Adela. Thank you for the active presentation in your program. Do not forget about the female genital mutilation. Thank you so much. That is really true. We have aspect of female genital mutilation, and currently we have information that it's even happening to young babies that have recently been born, so that to remove the evidence. So yeah, the problems in new form. Allow me to shortly admit Adela for the closing remarks. Okay. I'm reading your comments and questions that you're leaving for us in the room. So in case of any comment or question, can you leave it in the room as we're working towards the closing remarks? And thank you all who have joined. I hope I've answered your question, Lion. So as we are closing up, thank you so much for all that you have joined. I hope you can carry the torch of Name It, End It, and the conversation that we are part of, and inform as many youth as possible on these new forms of violence and being part of the change-making generation to overall securing a safe environment for HIV and SRH within and outside even the country, especially AGYW, that would mean adolescent girls and young women. Until we meet again, thank you so much for showing up. Thank you so much for this. Thank you, Svazay.
Hi.
Thank you.